you're being rather positive today.
Craig, I am not going to put any editorial into the Browns music this morning.
All right.
We're joined on the line by Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram, covers the Browns. They fall to the Dolphins in overtime, 30-24 yesterday. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, guys.
So I was thinking of even Slash, Cordell Stewart. Remember him? He got the nickname for doing that. I don't think he ever played defensive back. Now, was that part of what Terrell Pryor did yesterday? I saw some note. He added that.
Yeah, at the end of the first half, he was one of the deep guys in case Miami ran a Hail Mary. So he was so impressive yesterday. I'm not sure you can overstate the impact Terrell Pryor had. And just to me, the growth he's made as a football player. You know, a year ago he wasn't in the league, and he tried out for teams, and nobody signed him until the Browns brought him back in December. And now, you know, he's one of their best players, if not their best player. He was their most important player yesterday by far. It's really startling and quite impressive.
What do you attribute that to? You've seen him in his ups and downs, being there, not being there, to where he is now. What do you see?
Well, I think it starts with the fact that he's an incredible athlete. You know, I remember talking to Ray Farmer, the GM that signed him when he first made the switch from quarterback to receiver. And he said, you know, there's not a whole lot of guys out there that are 6'4", 225, and they run about a 4'3", or 4'4", 40-yard dash. So that's where it starts. But then the more you get to know Terrell, the more it becomes obvious just what a competitor he is and how much he loves the game of football. And he'll tell you that. But, you know, I wasn't sure about his attitude last year, and he's making the switch from quarterback. But the work he's put in to become a high-level receiver in this league, and then the kind of willingness to do whatever's necessary, and that included running the ball and included throwing the ball. You know, and this is kind of from a coach who told him he wasn't good enough to play quarterback in Cincinnati last June. And then he's, like, willing to do whatever it takes for this coach. And, you know, he almost single-handedly put them in a position to win the game yesterday. So I think it's a combination of being a crazy freak athlete and then this, you know, maybe unparalleled desire to play football.
Scott, our quarterback got off to a little bit of a shaky start, but then things kind of leveled off. If you look at the eye test, take a look at the eye test, what do you think?
Yeah, to me it's difficult with Cody Kessler just because he's never going to impress you as with a strong arm or with his athleticism. You know, he's kind of slow in the pocket. His ball kind of hangs in the air a little bit. And you can succeed in a league like this. There's guys who've had plenty of success with not the biggest arm or not the fastest guy. You know, if you look at Drew Brees or even Chad Pennington back in the day, you can have success, but he's never going to wow you with his athleticism. So I think it's tough to evaluate sometimes because he doesn't have those skills that other players do, a Carson Wentz or even a Dak Prescott who we saw with Dallas last night. But he did impress with his toughness. He bounced back from mentally and physically. He bounced back from really about the worst start you can have. Delay a game, fumbled snap, and then he got hit and fumbled and lost the ball. He got banged on his right arm in the fourth quarter and hung there and stayed in the game. You know, they checked him out for concussion, which he didn't have, and he came right back in the game. So I think there's some positives there. It'll be interesting. You know, he's going to get a chance to play numerous games this year. And the Browns are going to get, assuming he stays healthy, the Browns are going to get a good sample size to evaluate whether or not this guy can be your starter moving forward. Obviously, when they drafted him in the third round, Hugh Jackson thought he had that potential. I still have question marks about that, but we're going to get a lot of film on Cody Kessler.
What about his attitude or the acceptance in the huddle? We talk about the eye test from the stands. What about the players on the field and their relation with him?
No, I mean, they said all the right things about him. And I think the guy works hard, and he prepared like he was a starter, even when he wasn't starting. I think mentally he's sharp enough. So I don't think that's the hurdle. I think it becomes whether or not he is physically capable of being an NFL starter. And that means, can he make every throw? Is he accurate enough? Can he move well enough in the pocket? And I think those things get better the longer you're in the league. Can you stay healthy? You know, I mean, he reminds me of a guy like Colt McCoy, who had some success early in Cleveland and then kind of leveled out and has never really gotten another shot anywhere else. I think when you don't have, you know, great physical skills, you have to have somebody to believe in you. And Hugh Jackson seems to believe in Cody Kessler, so he could get kind of a long-term shot here.
It's a young team. You have to have a program to figure out who's on our team. And Hugh was mentioning he sees improvement each week. Do you agree with him on that?
I do. Now, obviously, you need to finish a game, and I think eventually improvement can only be measured in wins and losses. But the Browns aren't there yet, especially with such a young roster, like you mentioned, and all the injuries that hit them. They were without 9 starters yesterday. And then they went down to Miami in a hostile environment against a team desperate for a win, and they should have won the game. You know, if the new kicker makes a field goal, they win the game, and it's a much different feeling. So I have seen improvement. I like the way Hugh called the game for most of the game yesterday. I think you can quibble with a few of his decisions. I think the effort's been there consistently through 3 weeks, and you're starting to see glimpses from all these young players that not a whole lot of people know. So I have seen improvement, but in order for it to really stick, you have to start winning some games.
Right, and I was listening on the radio yesterday, and Jim Donovan made a comment when Miami went up by 11. He goes, I don't know if this offense can, you know, overcome something like that. So it was kind of an impressive effort yesterday. I guess you patch things together any way you can when you have a team like this.
Yeah, no, and that's a good point. You know, when they got down by 11, I thought the game was over, and I thought Miami would even go up by more. I didn't expect the Browns to be within 10 points. You know, it was about the spread, and I thought Miami would run away with it. But the Browns showed composure. Hugh Jackson did a masterful job going back and forth between Cody Kessler and Terrell Pryor at quarterback. Figured out a way to get enough out of his offense that was missing its best receiver in Corey Coleman. And, you know, they had changes on the line because they were missing their center, Cam Irving. So they showed some resilience, which is important. It's necessary for a young team. They never quit. You got different plays from different, you know, unknown guys at times. You just need a couple more of those plays, and I think that's a problem with a young team and a team that's not used to winning, is you always seem to not make that one play that's going to put you over the hump.
Scott, are the Browns in the market for a new place kicker?
I would think so, although there are extenuating circumstances. The guy they brought in, Cody Parkey, he was a Pro Bowler in 2014 as a rookie with Philadelphia, got hurt last year, and then lost the training camp competition in Philadelphia, so that's why he was available. So he has a little bit of a resume where you say, hey, it's worth giving him a second shot. And the fact is he never practiced with the snapper and the holder until before the game yesterday. And people go, oh, what's the big deal? There's timing involved there, and if the timing's off a hair, you know, maybe that leads to you pulling 3 kicks, which is exactly what he did yesterday. So my initial reaction was they're going to bring in a new kicker. I haven't thought about it for 24 hours. I think they'll probably wait and give this guy at least one more game.
Yeah, why bring it? You know, they've been bringing in kickers now for the last couple of weeks, it seems, because of injury and whatnot. But Hugh seems like maybe he's one person that could stick with a player like that.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And, you know, if there's a story out there that some of the coaches wanted a more veteran guy to begin with, the Browns front office decided to bring in a younger guy. So we'll have to see if maybe the coaches say, no, this is one position where we want to be real confident, and they go out and sign a guy like Robbie Gould, who kicked forever in Chicago.
We are now on to, what is it, week 4? I can't recuse. Washington is next, right?
Yeah, week 4 in Washington.
And any preview on the Redskins you want to share with us this morning at all?
Well, you know, when the schedule came out, we thought it would be a RG3, Robert Griffin III, going back to Washington to face a team that let him go. Obviously, we won't have that with RG3 being injured. Washington got a huge win yesterday. They rallied in New York against the Giants late to get the first win of the season, and I think that's the kind of win that could kind of catapult them. So it's going to be a tough place. It's going to be a tough game for the Browns. It's a tough environment. Washington's got some momentum. They'll look at this game as, hey, if we win this game, we get back to 2-2. So it's going to be difficult. They'll have video, they'll have tape, and they can see, okay, this is how the Browns use Cody Kessler. This is how they use Terrell Pryor. So it's not going to be an easy one for sure.
Well, we just work our way through it and hopefully get some entertaining games along the way and hopefully a victory here or there. But quite a historic day yesterday for Terrell Pryor. Our guest this morning, Scott Petrek. You can follow him on Twitter, @ScottPetrek, and also read him in the Chronicle Telegram. Scott, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.